Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend fans, we are back, and Nathaniel this week is in his very own romantic comedy. We got the douchey best friends, we got the bad karaoke songs, and we have Paula just really obsessed with this meeting. We're going to talk all about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Did you guys get very karaoke vibes from this?
I love it.
From every time you've been to karaoke, I'm sure, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Karaoke is one of my favorite things not to do. So along with going to dog parks with small dogs and karaoke and a whole slew of other white girl activities, I don't really do many of those things.
Sometimes you got to let it out, though.
I appreciate you.
Heavy work week, why not?
Well, thank you guys for joining us today. I know that there's so much going on today with Rent Live and SAG-AFTRA. So whether you're watching us live or you're going to watch us later, we appreciate you. I am your host, Brianna Phipps. I'm not here alone. I've got my main man, Tayron, across this table.
Tayron is in the building.
And Nino is not here today because it's his birthday. So make sure you go and wish him a very happy birthday. But we do have a great villain. Xavier Thomas is here with us tonight.
How you doing?
Wait, you're not Nino? I don't see color.
But anyway, guys, what were your overall thoughts on this episode?
Team Nathaniel all the way. Love him.
Okay. I'm going to go with this was a very fun, enjoyable episode. It was cute. It was quirky. It was very, very pointless. And that's one thing that we have to keep in mind as we're barreling down to the end of not just the season, but of the show itself. And I don't know what they're doing, and I'd love to have some insight. Once again, it's not my show, and I can understand it's their party and they get to cry if they want to, but what's the point of this season? It has quickly become the most pointless of all of them.
Yeah, I'm not 100% disagreeing with you. I really did enjoy the episode as an episode. It was a lot of fun. And we got like the littlest amount of push towards something moving forward with it. But I agree that we are in the very dregs of the final season of the show.
Remember, it's the final. If this was season three, season two, I would have been super excited. I would have been nominate this episode for something. But we're season four, final season.
I disagree. I think this season has been amazing. I think after season three being so dark, there has to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And if you're going through this change, eventually I think we're seeing that change. I think after such a dark period with everybody, not just Rebecca, but with everybody, I think now it's about the decisions that come afterwards, whether like where we're going to go from here. Now we can't use mental illness or we're living with our parents as an excuse anymore. We have to grow up. And I think that's what the season is about. It's growing up and moving forward, whatever that may be.
To me, this entire season could have been done in three episodes right now.
I love
three episodes worth of
information. I mean, I don't think any of us are saying we don't love this season. Yeah, we're just saying that it's not pushing forward a storyline for us.
I get that.
If there was another season coming up, none of these critiques would exist from me.
Yeah.
I think
there's not another season.
I think for me, this season, I've not had a bad experience with this show yet as far as like episodes. I'm just having so much fun with the characters. I think with this season, it seems like they just want to do as much as they possibly can with the limited amount of time they have, like with last episode being about cats and this episode being about romantic comedies. It makes sense.
The songs aren't even that fun, Xavier.
I love it.
They're cute. I love this show. Other than a couple of the songs, even the songs are very season one, too.
I disagree with you on the songs because I do love the songs, except for the cats ones.
I love the cats one.
But, I mean, then they may know, like, obviously we don't write the show. Like, they may have something really smart, and because usually this show is very smart, so I'm sure that they're going to bring it together in a way. I'm just not seeing it yet.
Okay. I'm not sure. That's what my problem is. I'm not sure anymore. I would have said that. I was actually the one defending it. Like, they know what they're doing. It's going to come to a head. And at this point, four episodes of, I'm not so sure.
I think they're doing a great job.
And okay, I want to see some more tour.
Well, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see because we have about 7 more episodes left of the show. But before we get to those ones, let's discuss this one. And let's start off with the fact that this was a romantic comedy episode where Nathaniel has never seen romantic comedies. He goes and binges at least the first half of a bunch of romantic comedies and therefore daydreams himself into one. And how did you guys feel this kind of compared to your run-of-the-mill everyday romantic comedies we see in theaters? Did they do a pretty good job? Were they head-on, or was it a little too out there?
The show is already a romantic comedy, so now just hitting it on the nose and doing all the tropes and the cliches, I thought it was just funny. I thought it added an extra layer to the show's already meta universe as it is.
I believe it was Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
She's all that.
I mean, probably like literally every one of them, but those ones we can definitely
She's all that because of the
makeover.
The makeover, the nerdy mom, the dead mom. That was a whole thing that played. I thought that was very funny. Done. Not that dead moms are funny.
I could definitely see.
In this case, it was.
Devil Wears Prada, My Best Friend's Wedding.
I'm going with She's All That. I'm telling you.
Same She's All That was definitely, definitely.
She's All That.
I'm saying it was that definitely was probably one of them. I'm saying those other ones I can definitely see as well. I think they definitely, we're seeing definitely a lot right now. Lent very much towards this episode, right on spot on with me with douchey best friend, which kept making sports analogies. Same thing with the kind of feminist lead, which was the She's All That, I know, where she keeps like having to remind, but she also falls into being the very cliche female of
Maya,
the 90s.
You mean Maya? Maya is very like, annoyingly lovable, like just it's like I love her, but then it's just like she just keeps talking and talking and talking and talking. I'm like, okay, got it. But you know, there's like a lot of like good and probably like, you know, just a good positive energy from her, but it just seems like she just never knows when to stop.
Well, I can relate to that. Here's the thing about Maya. I like Maya more with her glasses. I was off Maya when she took the glasses. Like Maya, nerdy Maya with glasses, just like She's All That, I have a thing. I have a problem. That's my thing. That's my secret thing.
What I love about the show is just little small details. Like she doesn't need the glasses. She just wants to pay homage to Velma from Scooby-Doo. Thought that was funny.
That was really good.
It's just those little details that I really do like. I felt that with Nathaniel, from everything, it wasn't until like probably midway that I realized, oh, this is playing from his perspective, same as with Rebecca normally does. And so it made sense that George and Nate have this like LaFaux Gaston type relationship going on.
Those are words that I don't understand. Can you bring
from Beauty and the Beast, like Gaston, and then LaFaux being his little sidekick.
Oh, okay.
And it also helped me understand Nate just a little bit more, just the fact of how he sees everybody. Like, the fact that he sees Greg as like a bully, and almost like a douche, and then he sees Maya as just overly quirky, which she is. She's just overly quirky, and then seeing George as kind of like his bestie, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was seeing some of them. I don't know if he sees Rebecca the way that she was being portrayed.
Rebecca didn't even have like a personality. She just
had
seemed like
kind
she
of
just
like
smiled
that, like,
and
mean girl. Like she probably dumped him.
Yeah,
and was really rude about it.
He didn't. He didn't really paint a
right
picture
from the
to her.
Get-go. Right from the get-go, I was like, she's not the one that he ends up with in this romantic comedy because she's not the girl.
And that makes me sad.
In these romantic comedies that you end up with, I mean, that's not who she really is, but just the way that she was being portrayed through his dream. But I did love the playoff that he doesn't watch the romantic comedies through to the end, so he doesn't understand why he's like, wait, why am I feeling about this about Maya now? Well, no, it should be about Rebecca. But, I mean, I feel like that's also a very guy thing to do. Like, I'm just going to watch the first half of this and then not finish it through because they just, you know, like the very bro-y men don't watch romantic comedies. I know a lot of them that do, but they like to pretend like they don't watch them.
I like the transfer of emotion. Like, he just immediately just got swept up into just the relationship and just being with her. Not only that, but I think that's the most conversation they've ever really had in the show as far as like hanging out, maybe, possibly.
Him and Maya.
Yeah. And so it kind of felt like, okay, I felt I'm taking all this energy.
But it wasn't real.
Huh?
The whole episode wasn't real. Only 1% at the end was real. And that's what I had the problem with a lot of these dream sequences is none of that actual interaction took place, which we saw when he goes in and has an awkward interaction with Maya. Because that didn't take place.
Yeah, and that's what I love. Well, that was the first thing I was like, well, you can't just be you kissing your co-worker. Like, that, I was like, whoa, this is a little too much. So it was a dream state, but I think what it did was kind of show more about Nathaniel as a character. I think I root for Nathaniel because I feel like he's the only character among the threesome that we've actually seen go through the transition. I mean, Greg left and then came back completely different, so we don't really know exactly what he went through. And then with Josh is... he's doing something else. But I think Nathaniel's the one we've seen be kind of this douchey mean guy and then kind of change. And we've seen him change through her friends. But then I think this episode really did show more of the fact that he has changed. He's more willing to listen, more willing to give before he takes. And I think it showed that Rebecca, even though he loves her, like she wants to be with Greg, I think he needs to step back. It really just showed a lot of growth for Nathaniel as a character.
I can agree to that, and I liked Nathaniel more and related more when he was just douchey. I don't know why.
I mean, love him.
He got back to there, too. I mean, that was one of the funny parts to me was this makeover where he just comes out looking like he always looked to us.
He looked like
he looked like normal Nathaniel.
He went to normal Nathaniel. By the way, in the beginning of the episode, he was wearing a lot of makeup, and I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but he was. The rosy cheeks and the extra.
When he's talking with the security guard,
exactly, and it was very cartoony, and I hope
I don't know if I picked up on that, but maybe I'll have to rewatch it.
I am that security guard, though.
I thought that as I was watching.
But then we also get another twosome through this, which is Bert and Tim, who also are two people I don't think that have ever really interacted on the show.
Yeah,
and are also not very much used on.
That's why
show.
I also like this season too. It really gives more playtime to the other side characters. You said Tim and Bert. Tim was the, I call him the messenger, the token messenger, the person who just pops out of nowhere to fill the...
the token messenger or the token black guy, because somehow
well,
we have
Tim.
More lesbians
I just want to make
on
sure
the
that,
show
that's...
than black people.
Tim is the Canadian.
No, Jim is the token messenger.
Tim is the one with Bert.
Yes.
Devil Wears Prada kind of skit where he's the Anne Hathaway.
And he's the one who has to go find the book and do everything. And he finally goes, Dad, I know I missed your surgery. I'm coming home.
I mean, that
you got fired,
it was those
bro.
Little lines I think that made this episode really stand
so
out
funny.
For me. It was the little tiny just on
and
the
Bert
nose.
Really, he commanded that role, man. I loved it. You said Devil Wears Prada. I was like, Devil Wears Armani. That's kind of where my mind was at. But like, I just love the sixth book of... what was it?
The girl with the dragon tattoo.
The part of me felt like when he came back with it, I was like, nah, I think he probably typed that or like had someone just make up something as it goes.
No, he didn't come back with it. He came back with a manuscript. He came back with Goodnight Moon.
No.
That was the first time. The physical book he actually came back with was the... When he came back all confident with his, like, coffees.
Because we learned off the first two books, the first person died. And it's been written by a skeleton writer.
Exactly.
And for the last three, and so that's where we got this sixth one from. They were actually writing another one. Right. But then we also have, we have Jim, who is popping in and out and giving, let me just catch you up right now, which we always see in films.
just so
we don't have to actually write something, let's just have someone catch everyone up.
I mean, that's a rom-com. Someone just comes in, kind of fills in that gap, like gives you a plot, gives you a context, gives you like a place to go, and then gives you like, you know, like you said, just a vague mission for you, but underneath it, there's more to it.
I'm a big Doctor Who fan, and they do those funny, real trailers. Where they talk through in real life, and they always talk about the TARDIS, which is like this thing, this big contraption time machine in Doctor Who. And in the trailer, it says, which has the ability to magically break anytime you need to slow the plot line down and the ability to magically fix itself when we need to speed the plot line up. And that's how I feel about Jim. He's there to magically...
that's what he did. Yep. In this episode,
that's exactly what he did. The messenger. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Paula, she kind of...
Paula, who's just very, very concerned about this meeting for some reason that she doesn't know.
Paula, for the first two seasons, was George for Rebecca. Kind of the friend who kind of pumped you up and, like...
but Rebecca
helped you
always
be hygienic.
Respected Paula more than
that's
Nathaniel
true.
Respected
that's
George.
True. That's true. Paula definitely had little to do. She was... what was she in a rom-com? Because I know she was a person who was, like, hammering down, you have to be at this certain time and place, but what...
she's the person that, like, is the only one holding the, like, main part of the story together.
The actual...
between all the, like...
the actual real-world thing where things are happening, not only around romance, but there has to be some type of...
yeah, she's there to, like, bring you back
finance.
Into the reality, kind of.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a real world that's going on, and they actually have a mission, and all the romantic stuff, which is our main plot... is in that real world as a side.
And again, she had one of the best lines too, which is the, what, like, oh, we did it, we got here. And
oh, what
what's
do
my
I
purpose?
Do?
Yeah,
what's my purpose now?
You know, it's interesting because I'm also finding what's her purpose now
in the show.
Had a double entendre, exactly, with the show.
I agree
She's
with that.
Not with Rebecca as much, and Rebecca doesn't need her as much anymore.
Which
and
I like.
Seeing that stray, now she's going on her own path, which is interesting, but also not furthering along any of the plot lines.
I mean, that's one of my qualms with this season is for Paula, because I do love Paula so much, and I feel like they've kind of lost,
like you said,
a purpose for her. They don't know what to do with her character now that she's not Rebecca's right-hand man.
And she's graduated already, so what's the next step from there, I guess?
Yeah, see.
Yeah, so
I agree with that. I do like the separation. I believe the high school reunion episode was the one that really showed how, like, when she kept texting her every 2 seconds and she wasn't answering, it kind of showed, like, but she had to figure out, Rebecca had to figure out her own issue. I kind of like that. And I kind of like their separation. Paula and Rebecca actually have, like, a friendship built on, like, equal footing instead of being about you have more drama and me wanting to live off of you.
I wouldn't mind the separation as much if, like I said, if, like, Paula had something to do, if they gave her some storyline that's not just...
They're giving her nothing to do.
No.
We've had, like, one episode in a... I feel like the past 10 where she's actually had something.
Her and her husband's good. Her son's... Her sons are good. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I feel like Jim right now because I have a message to convey to all the AfterBuzzers at home. Hey, guys, before we move on to the next topic, I just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, which I hope most of you are, if you're not at the SAG Awards, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating and comment. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. The panel isn't just us, it's all of you at home. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell all of your friends and family, and keep enjoying our shows. We appreciate you.
Yes, you guys
message.
Are, you guys really are our, well, on this panel, our fourth, if sometimes the fifth, but you're always an extra voice, which is so great to have because we love hearing more diverse opinions and we love having some people to talk to about this show because we enjoy talking about this show so much. So definitely keep up the conversation and subscribe to our channel. There's so many great other comedies on this channel as well. Shameless, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Crashing just came back, Smilf is back, so... You know, it's a great channel to be a part of. So then we get kind of like to the really essence of this episode, which is the fact that through this whole rom-com scene, through it all of Maya helping him get back with Rebecca and him helping Maya get back with Joanie, or Joanne or whatever. Yeah, Joanne. Sorry. I was like, what was her name? That he actually was in love with Maya, a.k.a. Rebecca. And then we get that kind of like final scene of the rom-com where she turns into Rebecca and he's like, you need to let me go.
I liked it more when it was Maya. And I was hoping that that would transfer into real world. But it didn't.
I was not here for Maya and Nathaniel at all. I was like, okay, I hope this is just a fantasy. And at the end, I was very happy with that. I think Maya is great character and great side character. I really am rooting for Nathaniel and Rebecca on this one. I really am, just because I just feel like they just work way better. But not only that, can you come from someone being your father? Like, it is something I feel very...
Yes, I can.
I cannot. I couldn't do it, but I think it's very...
To be honest, I didn't want to have full disclosure. I have. You know, we're together.
I think there's something very honest about Nathaniel, and I think Rebecca sees that. And I feel what I do like about this season is playing the... Who will she choose? Like, love square going on. I really truly don't know who they're going to choose. And I think that's kind of...
So you think there's going to be a plot twist and it goes back to Nathaniel?
I don't know what they're going to do, but I do know is that I don't know. I know she's not choosing Josh. Josh is totally out of it.
We can get more into that with predictions.
Yeah.
Sure.
But what did you think of the...
I like Nathaniel and Maya.
No, I know you said that, but what did you think of the message that he's being given?
I like the message. It was very good. It was cute. He tells Rebecca, you know... I understand. This is a growth in Nathaniel, as Xavier explained, coming back in. This is a different Nathaniel. The old Nathaniel would have never given up, or not so much as given up, but never understood and never could have condoned. So good for him. Good for him. Not really understanding why it took us this long to get there.
I mean, we fast forward kind of in time. Not really. We get the whole pizza scene with the awkward pizza dude gets this hug from Nathaniel telling him, how do I let her go? But he ends up going and he tells Rebecca, I need to let you go. She lets him know she's with Greg. And he's like, I had this whole pop culture daydream kind of thing. And she obviously relates to that. And then we kind of see a little bit of a maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. You see,
That you're like me.
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
And I love that. I love that. I think, like I said, Nathaniel has gone through the most change visually from the audience. I just feel like I don't know. I feel like it's going to happen.
I don't even like how chipper you were about that.
I love it. I love the thing.
I did kind of want it to happen, but because you were so excited for it to happen, I'm against it.
Aww.
Death to Nathaniel.
Well, he does advocate.
Why do we not like Greg? Greg is a sweet, nnice guy, good looking now. He's got great hair. I like
Greg. I've been Team Greg since season one.
Exactly. You have been.
I was the only one in this panel.
They are the Corey Topanga of the show. They are.
Even though I like Nathaniel and I like him a lot better as we go along, I still think Greg is a better choice for her. So I'm still Team Greg on this.
Did you say Corey and Topanga?
Do believe Rebecca and Greg are the Corey and Topanga of the show. That's been set up. And when Greg came back, what I'm saying is I like Greg. I do. And I love Santino Fontaine. That's not his name. That's
he was the original. And now it's Skylar Ashton.
Skylar Ashton. I love Skylar Ashton and what he's doing to Carrot. But the thing is, he's only been on the show for what, like 3 episodes? Like,
they're an amazing 3 episodes of that guy. I never really liked old Greg, but the new Greg, I really, really like.
I love the new Greg. I just don't feel that connection. I feel like they got together, they were together, they had to part for their own mental health, and then they came back. I just don't feel it's the same energy.
He had a pacifier in his butt. Off of their sex. I feel the energy.
I feel a little bit opposite of you because I feel that because Greg and her have both been apart and taken that time apart and seen other people, now's a really good time for them to be together.
That is true.
And Nathaniel, while he has made some growth, he hasn't made the amount of growth and change that he needs to make to be available to her.
Listen to the person who seems like she's been through it. That's all I'm saying. That just came from a real place. I'm not gonna lie. That wasn't a commentary. That was hurt. And I liked it.
I don't know. I think whoever she chooses, as long as it's not Josh, I'm fine.
I don't think Josh is even in the equation.
He's not even in the equation. Yeah, you're right. He's not even in the equation.
He's just here to like wear tighties, whiteies every now and then and show off his muscles. That seems to be what they're doing with Josh right now.
But I do think that what they have done is kept the I think what they've done is kept the suspense of who she's going to choose up in the air, maybe a little too long. But I think they have hinted, I feel she's gonna choose Nathaniel, my opinion.
I mean, we'll have to wait and see. No. We have 7 more episodes. I feel like we're probably...
7 episodes more?
7 more episodes. 18 episodes season. So we'll have to wait and see. But do you guys have anything else you want to add about the episodes before we get into our special segments?
Okay, I kind of see what you mean now about, because I didn't know there were 7 more episodes. So now I'm kind of like, wow, things aren't really picking up, but...
Thank you.
Still a great show. I will give you that. I didn't know there was 7 more episodes.
I would think that this is the best season. If there was another season, I would contend that this is the best season.
CW, pick it up.
I like it. It's not CW, it's ratings, pick it up.
She also only ever said she only wanted 4 or 5 seasons from the get-go, from the very first season.
She did.
So even if it got picked up, it would only be for one more.
But that one more is a huge one more.
That is true.
The concept of Nathaniel's growth, and I really think that we should touch on this, is also the fact that it feels that Nathaniel's understanding emotions for the very first time. And that goes to play into a psychological understanding of him being a sociopath. And let's also not be afraid to label him possibly that.
Is he a sociopath, or does he just have mommy issues?
He has mommy issues, he has daddy issues.
Yeah, I mean,
you know who
else did? He tried to kill Josh's...
Charles Manson. All I'm saying is...
Grandfather.
I would not...
Oh,
listen.
God.
He did. And we forget these things because it's a comedy. However, let's take out laughter from a lot of these things, and we see a lot of tendencies. Even the fact the way he's downstairs stalking them, or the way
they both
he goes
a little
through.
Crazy. Rebecca, she did worse.
Rebecca has...
She did, but that doesn't mean that two people that are both crazy should be
but
together.
But they're getting better. That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that people are getting better. So... I'm Team Nathaniel, but if she chooses Greg, okay, I'm down because I love them both. But I don't know. I feel like Nathaniel, we visually see him changing. And the most bad thing he had was that he was just mean and a little little, you know, pessimistic, but I feel like he's really turned over a new leaf, and I think Rebecca's seen
it. I can use pop culture references. Nathaniel and Greg are the Jacob and the other guy from Twilight who was weird of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So, yeah. Boom. I have these things, too. Gaston. Okay, whatever. They're the Jordan and Pippin. Okay.
Okay. Sure. I don't know what to say to that.
What?
That you just related the show to Twilight.
Yeah, I did that. I did that because I'm going to be a teen fangirl, too. I can do this.
Well, fan away. No, I mean, I do agree with you, though. He definitely does have some questionable and concerning tendencies.
He does.
And while he's working himself, I still haven't seen the fact that he might not revert back yet.
Exactly. And he's getting, sure, he's great, but what if he goes back overboard? And then what? We are looking at a Greg okay. who's clearly on the path of...
He is at peace.
At peace. It's yeah. righteous. It's they make a good team.
They do.
Greg, even something as simple as, we should get this out of the way. What are we? We should take it slow. I agree. We should take it slow. I don't know if Nathaniel would say we should take it slow. I don't think Nathaniel's at that point. I don't think Nathaniel is in the best interest of Rebecca.
That's true. Well, if you team Nathaniel, hit up in the comments. If you team Greg, hit up in the comments.
Yep. Let us know what team Rebecca you're Finn on.
Or Rebecca Rebeg. I'm shipping.
Or if you're Maya and
I thought you were saying Rebecca
Nathaniel,
being hit up in the comments.
No. Rebecca Finn.
Rebecca Finn.
No.
Wouldn't it be Rebecca, yeah, Rebecca Daniel?
Okay. Hey.
Because otherwise it just sounds like you're saying that she's like Rebecca Thin or Rebecca. Like I literally there. Thought you were saying Rebecca Thin or Rebecca Thick for a second. And I was like, whoa.
Hey. Rebecca Daniel or Rebeg? Rebecca. Gregeka.
Gregeka.
Or if you go back to our first season on the show where it was Team Josh, Team Greg, or Team Mental Health.
Team Mental Health.
Sheesh. You guys.
Always. Wow. Always.
anyway, let's get into our special segment. The first one we're going to do is we're going to talk about the song. We only had one this episode, which was labeled Gratuitous Karaoke Moment.
Really? It was so long, I thought it was two songs.
They have limited a lot when it comes to the music.
But this did play out very much like you would see in a rom-com. Mm-hmm. This is where My Best Friend's Wedding came into me because Cameron Diaz has that saying where she sings terribly to the whole bar. But, you know, it was fun. It was quirky.
It was a cute song.
It was cute.
It was a cute song.
Did anyone else think we were going to get a song earlier when Nathaniel was about to drink?
Like daydream? Five different
songs. Different songs. Yes. As if they teased and then nothing happened. And it's like, just the tip. It's like, guys, let's...
It was a little weird to me that we only got one song this episode. Yeah. Because if you're doing a rom-com episode, I thought it's like, fill it with songs.
And there should have been a song at the end with the realization. That should have been another song moment in it. It never came. It never manifested.
I was like, was it more that the people that they had, because Rebecca wasn't really in this episode, didn't want to sing or they didn't want them to sing? I don't know. True. It just felt like they should have really filled this with songs.
Wasn't my favorite of songs.
At the beginning of the season, you guys were like, oh my gosh, I'm getting married to the song. You were like, oh, this was the best song.
I didn't think it was that good.
I didn't say it was the best song.
I said I love karaoke.
I thought it was an okay song.
I thought it was a fun, it was cute. I thought it was a smart song with what they were saying in it.
Yeah, they just had better. They just had better songs. That's what I'm saying. They just had better songs.
It's not so much that this was a terrible song to me. It was that this was the only song we had. And for the only song, it didn't...
Especially for the context of the episode, it felt like they have so many... Like you said, there are so many moments where, like, beat drop.
They didn't even have to have long songs. They could have had short little ones.
My concept was that this was one of the least involved songs. It was one of the least choreographed songs. A lot of things did not happen in the song. And on top of that, we never got a redeeming song where we saw that blast of brilliance that we're so used to in this show. So
this is when I was like, all right, they have no chemistry. I literally felt nothing with these two, especially in this moment. I love this moment, but I'm not living for this moment.
For you audio listeners, we're watching the music video right now on our screen. Yes. So it's just when they're kind of dancing with each other.
That's great. I actually lost my virginity to that moment. I was watching that and was like, oh, I'm in love with you. And it was that good. I actually like those two. Why do you not like Nathaniel and Maya? You just don't like Maya. Exactly. You do
maybe,
not like
you know,
Maya.
You know what? Maybe.
You do not like Maya.
I like I said, she's very quirky. And I like Quirky, but too much of it.
I love Maya.
And
this episode made me like Maya even more. It made me like Maya and Danny Jolis's character. What is Danny's character?
George.
The best friend. Yeah, George. Those two even more. And I already like them, but it had such a good arc for both of them. And it showed such a different range and utilized them in different ways that we haven't seen before. So I actually enjoyed both of them as characters. And Jim. Jim played to a character, but it was very funny, poignant, and timing-wise. Even the way he gets up from the booth right at the end, right before Nathaniel can finish his day, he just gets up and walks away with the head to... Very well done. All those little nuances were very good.
I mean, I think we're all saying the same thing. Like, with the song, with the episode, it was a smart, fun episode. Sure. It just wasn't...
It didn't reach the potential.
Just
I think
like the episode didn't fit with where we are right now with the show, the song didn't fit with the episode as a whole.
Exactly.
It could, if they had had multiple songs this episode, I would have been a lot more on board with this
one song. More song. We needed one more song, and it could have been the heartbreak song at the end, or we need, like... Love, if you really love, you'll let them go.
Yeah, something like that.
What something.
Honestly, I think what it is, just thinking about, do I like Maya? I think it's more I like Nathaniel more than I just like him just with Rebecca. I don't know. I just don't like
You're just not there for
I'm just not there for Maya.
Let's get into our second
Nathaniel.
Special segment, which is the Rebecca Bunch Crazy Meter.
Go crazy.
Don't mind if I do.
So usually we do the Rebecca Bunch Crazy Meter, but since Rebecca wasn't really in this episode, and I don't think it would be fair of us to rate her, we're going to give this the Nathaniel Plimpton Crazy Meter, the third. Since he kind of took on the essence of Rebecca this episode. So, Tehran, start us off.
Seven.
Why seven?
Seven because he, in his heart, he kind of thought it was a real thing. Comes in, goes at Maya. Maya says, inappropriate. Which also was kind of crazy. Finish that word. And then he goes into this realization through this of something he should have realized in real life. And I feel like that's a seven.
I say a seven, too. I think when you... With Nathaniel, I see a lot of just...
I meant eight. We're not going to just...
Okay, well, I say seven. I think...
Everyone can give whatever number they want.
You can't just take my seven.
With Nathaniel, I feel there underneath it's just a man who just wants to be loved. I think that's literally what I see. And so that's what I meant by transfer of emotion from Rebecca to Maya, just because he just wants to be with somebody. I mean, I love him.
You so love
I love Nathaniel. But
good
this,
for you.
But I felt like just him going on to La La Land, I mean, everyone does it. And I just feel like we got to see more of him. And everyone lives in their mind just a little bit.
No.
Just a little
bit. No, we don't.
I'm going to give him a five.
A five?
A five. If I'm comparing it to, like, him killing Josh's grandfather, like...
I don't know. That makes sense
I totally
to
forgot
me.
That happened. I really...
I actually gave him... I would have given him, like, a two, two
no,
and a half
he gets
on that
a five
one.
From me. Mainly...
He's not in jail.
And mainly, and it goes with also why I don't think him and Rebecca can be together right now, is because... This is clearly demonstrating season one Rebecca for us. He is now in season one Rebecca, where he's kind of seeing and understanding that there is something different about him and that he is starting to kind of recognize emotions, but he's not. He needs about two more years of therapy and help before
he
can really be open to a relationship.
He needs three more seasons, kind of like we do. That's crazy. Ex-boyfriend.
Maybe a spinoff.
Ooh.
Let's get into some news and gossip.
Love that.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So not much news and gossip this week. I know that Rachel Bloom right now is at the SAG Awards, but they tweeted out that while they're at the SAG Awards, that they are in the midst of filming the final episode, which they were doing on Saturday. They were filming it, and today they are choreographing and practicing the final number for the final episode. So they are about finished.
I hope it's a grand number, like everybody just comes on. Just like,
I hope it's a karaoke song that you guys like so much and they just redo it.
Mm-hmm. They're probably, what if they do like a medley, like of all their like most popular songs?
Maybe.
I would assume that they would do something new. It has to be something that's...
I think it'll be new, but I think it might be... Like with Christmas Time, California Christmas Time, where all of them kind of come in.
Yeah, I think that's all of them will be involved, mm-hmm. but... Just to wrap up the show, it's a good, nice bookend anyway. Yeah. And I hope Josh I hope someone in Josh's family dies. I hope
that they okay, well, well Josh. Since you're going there, let's get into our predictions.
And now, Josh needs to learn how to pay bills first before he get.
God. Josh is like 10 years away from a relationship.
Oh my God.
Not,
Lord have mercy.
Not a concept, but Xavier convinced me I feel that Nathaniel is not out of the picture and that Nathaniel and Rebecca do somehow end up together because they are shipping Greg and Rebecca a little too early with 7 episodes left, that would be an interesting twist towards the end. That would be something interesting to find out that Nathaniel's growth makes Rebecca realize that they need to be together.
I like a little cynic in my men, I guess. So I'm all for Nathaniel. I want Rebecca and Nathaniel together. I feel Greg just...
Stop.
Greg is just there. Listen, he's just there. And maybe with the 7 episodes, there'll be more, like, character development with him. Just right now, I'm just seeing Skylar Ashton as Greg, who's in love with Rebecca, and Rebecca's in love. It feels like they have such a perfect dynamic at this moment, but I feel like that's the gotcha part where I feel like they're too perfect together, and I feel like in those 7 episodes, something's going to happen.
When you added that dynamic, mm-hmm. I was like, maybe you're right.
Yeah, so Nathaniel all the way.
I think that we're definitely not done with Nathaniel. I think that there is going to still be this love triangle. But I don't think she'll end up with either of them.
Ooh. Actually, I would love that better.
I think that they'll either be a new person, which is actually a prediction I made in season 1. Ooh. I think they'll either end with her with a new person or alone. And I think that it's, well, I love Greg, but I do think that they have brought him in pretty early. But I also don't think Nathaniel and her are good for each other right now. So I don't think she'll end up with either of
them. That's actually that's a bold prediction. I hope that comes to be. I also think that another 2 people that end up together just in the show's context and outside as well is Heather and I. And I feel that that needs to be something that we all work on.
I want Valencia and Father Bra to get together too.
And I want more of these side characters to kind of be brought back in good ways, because we haven't seen a lot of Heather. We haven't seen a lot of Valencia.
And Valencia. Well, they did a good job last week. However, they haven't been doing as great a job lately.
They're more there for the other people. They're not there for their own storylines. I feel like they've kind of been like, we put Valencia with her girlfriend. We put Heather.
Especially we were expecting Hector. A little more with Heather getting married with the whole marriage thing. And it just... fell off. They're married now.
I want Daryl to have like more of a storyline.
That's true.
With Heather, it's funny because the entire series has been about her not wanting to grow up. And then this season, she's had to like grow up so quickly. Marriage, baby, graduate from college. And so...
Wow, this isn't Heather from R. Kelly's crew. This is
it's crazy because I'm thinking about the whole conversation we just had. And I'm just like... Wow, it seems like Rebecca and Nathaniel and Joshua and Greg are like the main focus, where everyone else is kind of just living in their world.
And I want Paula to have a bigger storyline. I really want to see her kind of come into her own. Definitely. As a lawyer, go through the bar, get a job. So
we need another season, guys.
I really want another season. It's 7 episodes. A lot can happen. I stay optimistic. I love this show. I think, like I said, there's been no bad episodes. I just love the themes of it.
I still want the show that they intended it to be originally, because they were shipping it for Showtime and it was a lot darker. So I want them to like remake the show for Showtime, and I just want to see the differences.
And it's not a coincidence that the episode before she's in her cat's world, and this episode he's in his romantic. There's a parallel there. I just think keep that focused.
Yeah, my cat's kind of become pointless. I hope that's not the way it goes.
Well, we'll have to just wait and see what happens in these next upcoming weeks. Until then, where can they find you guys?
You can find me at I Am Teran all across the board. That's I-A-M-T-E-H-R-A-N. It's on my hat. It's on my shirt. It's in my life. Make sure to find me. Also, I'm on a slew of AfterBuzz shows, hosting and on the panel. Thank you so much for having me.
You can find me on Instagram at XJT Network, where I do 30-second reviews and full reviews every day.
And you guys can find me at Bri, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on Twitter and Instagram. I'm also on the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel after show. We're probably going to be finishing out that season this week, so definitely keep up with me on there, and I'll let you guys know where it's at. And you can also see my review when I watch it of Rent Live. So until next week, see you guys then.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.